Good morning. The Agriculture Minister, Luis Planas, yesterday said Spain has asked Brussels for emergency funds to help the agricultural sector cope with the ongoing drought. In a letter, Madrid asked the EU's Agricultural Commissioner to activate the Common Agricultural Policy's Crisis Reserve, since the drought is much more accentuated here than in other countries. Spain is bracing for potentially record-breaking heat this week, which could drive temperatures to near 40 degrees Celsius in Andalusia tomorrow. The Meteorological Service, AMET, said the temperature will make it feel like mid-July, even though it's still only April. The heat, combined with abnormally dry conditions, is only exacerbating the drought. The Bank of Spain's governor, Pablo Hernández de Cos, said climate change will be a fundamental determinant of economic growth and financial stability. The government has also decreed tax breaks for farmers to help them deal with failing crops. The government is set to build 20,000 homes for social housing on land owned by the Defence Ministry, so the Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez said yesterday. The rising cost of rent is set to become a key campaign issue as the country gears up for regional elections on May the 28th and a general election later in the year. Just 16% of young people live independently, compared to an average of 32% in Europe, according to the Observatory of Emancipation. Overall, the government plans to revamp and build 113,000 homes for social housing, including the conversion of some 50,000 foreclosed homes under management by Spain's bad bank Sareb. It's also building and revamping 43,000 more homes, for which it will use €4 billion from European Union rescue funds to lend to developers and owners to transform houses into social housing, rent them for an affordable price, or transfer their use for at least 50 years. Former King Juan Carlos I left Spain yesterday following an almost week-long visit, his second since going into self-imposed exile in Abu Dhabi over a string of financial scandals. This time, the trip was very low-key compared to his first visit last year. The 85-year-old left in a private jet from Vitoria Airport in the Basque Country at around midday yesterday. He'd flown to Galicia last Wednesday, where he spent several days at Sanxenxo, where his yacht, the Rascal, was competing in a weekend regatta. Although he joined several training sessions, the former monarch was unable to take part in the regatta due to bad weather, although his boat went on to win the Spanish Cup. And an unprecedented amount of seaweed has washed ashore in Cadiz. It's estimated to be around 15,000 kilograms. For local authorities, that amount is a major problem. The seaweed covers large parts of the beaches of La Linea, which borders Gibraltar. Local authorities are busy clearing up the washed-up seaweed, which is mainly done by hand. It's still unclear why such a large amount of seaweed has washed up in the region. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.